This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:13 on the evening edition with Kelvin and Hezril, and we're talking about a stimulus package launched by Lazada. And we're now going to cross over to Shah Surya Rubin, Chief Operating Officer at Lazada. Shah, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me today.
Okay, so could you give us an overview of what the package Kedai Pintar entails?
Okay, so basically, the intent of this package Kedai Pintar is to really target to help assist over 50,000 SMEs, and we injected around 10 million ringgit to actually start this initiative. What we do in this package basically is to waive off 100% of the capital cost. So we stimulate businesses such as fresh food, groceries, offline retailers, even the other brick and mortar shops to quickly come from offline to online and start digitizing their business.
And how did you arrive on the amount that you would be spending on this stimulus package? You know, it looks like 10 million ringgit is quite a sort of magic, you know, sort of low number for the amount of SMEs that you aim to support.
So basically, this 10 million ringgit was an initial amount that we're injecting into this package, right? It's based on what we would have forecast of number of SMEs that would be onboarded during this specific period of time, especially during this MCO period. The main principle of this package is to subsidize 100% of the capital cost of any SMEs that come during or onboard during this period. It may well be above 50,000. But if that's the case, we will further inject funds to support these SMEs as well.
Okay, so the package that you've introduced, was it developed to align with the various stimulus packages that the government had introduced?
Yeah, so interestingly, we got inspired by that actually. Like you mentioned earlier about the Prihatin Bantuan package that the government announced earlier for middle-income or low-income citizens. We thought we needed to play a role as well, as SMEs are quite negatively affected during this pandemic situation. So that's how we came up with an idea to build a stimulus package, particularly in getting sellers to, or getting SMEs to don't think twice to come online. I think the main purpose here is also education, right? Although we subsidize as well for them to come online, and once they are on board, it's very crucial that we educate these guys to fundamentally set up their online business.
Now, what criteria do businesses have to meet in order to participate in the program?
Okay, so basically, this package is targeted for almost many categories of SMEs. I'm talking about fresh food, groceries, new sellers, even our existing loyal sellers, offline retailers, and brick and mortars, right? And for any new SMEs who come on board during a specific period of time, we will get the beneficial from this package. Also, for our existing loyal SMEs, those that earn less than 2,000 ringgit the last 30 days will also are also entitled to this package. So I would like to emphasize, right, that anyone or everyone in Malaysia who's interested to be on e-commerce or have products to offer can sign up on this initiative.
And which industries and types of businesses have been trying out the program so far?
A lot, right? So we saw a really good spike on groceries because the platform were not used to doing groceries initially. And after MCO started, obviously there was a demand. So we quickly took the initiative to really approach all the groceries as soon as we could find and onboard them. Also, our existing categories that we already do, such as health and beauty, fashion, home and living, are also picking up really quite a lot. And we have an overall increase of 150% or 2.5x of sign-ups on the platform.
During Ramadan, many people are looking for the type of bazaars and food finds that we would typically find in a pre-MCO scenario. So how is Lazada responding to this demand?
So yeah, you're right. I mean, a lot of people at this time will be looking to book up puasa with their favorite food items like murtabak, all the creamways and all that. So to basically close this gap, we quickly partnered with Unilever's Food Solutions. With them, they have 9 food operators such as NZ to offer ready-to-eat food to our customers at convenience. Partnering with them as well makes a lot of sense as they are one of the leading food service ingredient suppliers in the country. Plus, they have established a really good network of personal relationships with restaurant owners. The other thing would be we also created a workaround for local Ramadan bazaar cooked food sellers by giving them an additional avenue to reach out to our customer. Previously, online food operators normally go through a standard process of onboarding a Lazada seller. They develop their online storefront and continue to be up and running on our platform beyond Ramadan. So we basically create an express version of this as well. Put more resources in terms of people to onboard them really quickly and getting them aligned and familiar with the online business. The other thing would be fresh produce was a big buzz as well, like poultry, seafood, and vegetables. We also onboarded these guys really quickly, as you know, like the Cameron Highland story. This demand will increase before Ramadan, followed by Hari Raya. And if this momentum continues after MCO, we will continue to support these SMEs and grow them, basically.
Okay, so the push to, and I think as you've hinted, right, you know, the push to adopt e-commerce is something that many smaller businesses have to now consider. How are you reaching out to, you know, well, if we listen to the supplement, the stimulus package speech, the hundreds of makcik kiosks who are out there?
Yeah, so we received a lot of sign-ups from interested makcik kiosks, right, as you said. I mean, we are quite blessed, to be honest, with the support of from ministries, agencies like SME Corp, MDEC, Smart Slum Delivery Unit, and other municipal councils. They helped us build a lot of awareness about the stimulus package, about how their network and their community can be onboarded on Lazada at this tough period. To this day, we have already signed up more than over 1,500 businesses under the stimulus package. And we see this number growing quite rapidly.
Now, the package promises no charges or fees. Does this apply to both new and existing businesses on the platform?
For new sellers, we made it 100% zero cost, right? And for existing sellers, we are more focused on reducing their existing operating costs via subsidizing commissions and shipping fee. With that, they could very well offer the best prices for their customers. One point that I want to note is by introducing the stimulus package, we also want to help convert all these offline retailers and brick and mortars to accelerate their journey to digitize their business. We're also reaching out to restaurants and local brand retailers as well.
Can you elaborate on the type of training that new merchants will receive once they are on board?
So there's a lot of verticals to this training. Essentially, we will try to recover 100% of new sellers that come on board. What we train them to do, the core things would be to curate and list their products, how to participate in promotional campaigns, because within the stimulus package, on top of what we already offer, we offer dedicated campaigns for these new sellers as well. It's approximately 1 to 2 campaigns per week. So when these new SMEs come on board, we train them how to join this campaign. And after joining these campaigns and running the business online for a specific period of time, they would be in a situation where they need to fulfill orders. We train them how to do that as well. And then as their business runs throughout a bit longer, we train them how to analyze sales and traffic data to further optimize their operations. The goal is basically to train them to run a sustainable business. In fact, after the MCO period ends, we will continue to hold their hand quite long enough to upskill their way of doing business. We also have a platform called Lazada University where sellers are able to engage and with our experienced sellers. Our experienced sellers can also train them how to face their day-to-day possible issues or how to do the fundamental core things they need to do for their business, and also keep engaging the seller community for day-to-day operations.
And how do you tailor this content to different business owners who may be coming from entirely different backgrounds and levels of experience?
So basically what Lazada Unity provides, right, it's very deep training in different scenarios. So I give an example, we could tell sellers or tell SMEs who just come on board who's never had to interact with their customers online, how to basically manage customers, how to promote to customers. We do this kind of trainings on Lazada University. And on top of that, there will be other verticals such as how you take advantage of or how you read trends and all that, and you optimize the way you curate and upload your products as well. So different categories, different way of training, different topics, basically.
Okay, so have you seen a large take-up for the microloans, and what's the process of receiving the loan?
So we feature the service providers of these microloans in our stimulus package as well. I think the key thing to note here is this facility has a approval rate between 24 to 48 hours, which is quite quick. So sellers who urgently need financial assistance can really engage with these providers, and we would be awarded loans and approved loans for whatever quantum they would need. The eligibility as well is a bit relaxed because, for example, the requirement in terms of SSM registration needs to be is going to be as low as 1 year compared to a 3-year requirement from traditional avenues. Also, you can apply loans for as low as 1,500 ringgit up to half a million ringgit. Yeah.
Many Malaysians see Lazada as a one-stop destination for almost everything we need. Are there any product categories that you've seen pop up during the MCO that would be worth developing or expanding on?
Yeah, so after MCO, obviously the main focus was to help the community, right? How we assist these SMEs that are negatively impacted due to the situation. So then we came up with this initiative of stimulus package and so forth. But at the same time, we saw, other than the stimulus package, we also did vegetable sellers, NGOs, and even did a job seekers initiative on the platform. But as we did this, we also kind of noticed a very significant shift in terms of different demands from different categories, obviously such as fresh produce and groceries in general, right? So a lot of demand came from there, and then we realized that we started to think about how we meet the demand with the right supply. Hence, we start onboarding aggressively among the SMEs. I think what's prevalent are how conscious Malaysians are in their spending before, during, and post-MCO. And that's why we introduced the flash sales category early this year. Mm-hmm. It's a curation of a product offered at a guaranteed low price with free shipping. We also heard that securing jobs and learning will be tougher in the next few months. So on the 13th and 14th May, we will be setting up a digital job fair page to help job seekers connect with job opportunities. So to all the companies out there, if you need help to reach out to more job seekers, feel free to connect with us via LinkedIn. So to date, close to 50 companies in Malaysia has already signed up to list hundreds of job openings. So perhaps employment opportunities and education products could be a new category in Lazada.
Well, on that note, Shah, thanks so much for those insights.
You're welcome. Thanks.
You just heard Shah Surya Rubin, Chief Operating Officer at Lazada, speaking to us about the stimulus package that they've launched for small business owners to go online. After this, some music. Better Man by Leon Bridges. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.